This is Carl Malamud for the Internet Multicasting Service. Today's Harper Audio program has poet Robert Frost reading, in the following order, Etherealizing, Provide Provide, One Step Backward Taken, Choose Something Like a Star, Happiness Makes Up in Height, and of course, Reluctance.
A theory, if you hold it hard enough and long enough, gets rated as a creed, such as that flesh is something we can slough so that the mind can be entirely freed. Then when the arms and legs have atrophied and brain is all that's left of mortal stuff, we can lie on the beach with the seaweed and take our daily tide bath smooth and rough. There once we lay as blobs of jellyfish at evolution's opposite extreme, but now as blobs of brain we lie and dream with only one vestigial creature wish. Oh, may the tide be soon enough and high to keep our abstract verse from getting dry. The witch that came, the withered hag, to wash the steps with pail and rag, was once the beauty Abishag, the picture pride of Hollywood. Too many fall from great and good for you to doubt the likelihood. Die early and avoid the fate. Or if predestined to die late, make up your mind to die in state. Make the whole stock exchange your own. If need be, occupy a throne where nobody can call you crone. Some have relied on what they knew, others on being simply true. What worked for them might work for you. No memory of having starred makes up for later disregard or keeps the end from being hard. Better to go down dignified with Boughton friendship at your side than none at all. Provide, provide. And then I always like to add, or somebody else will provide for you. Not only sands and gravels were once more on their travels, but gulping muddy gallons, great boulders off their balance, bumped heads together dully and started down the gully. Whole capes caked off in slices. I felt my standpoint shaken in the universal crisis, but with one step backward taken, I saved myself from going. A world torn loose went by me, then the rain stopped, and the blowing, and the sun came out to dry me. Oh, star, the fairest one in sight, we grant your loftiness the right to some obscurity of cloud. It will not do to say of night, since dark is what brings out your light. Some mystery becomes the proud, but to be wholly taciturn in your reserve is not allowed. Say something to us we can learn by heart, and when alone repeat. Say something, and it says, I burn. But say with what degree of heat, talk Fahrenheit, talk centigrade, use language we can comprehend. Tell us what elements you blend. It gives us strangely little aid, but does tell something in the end. And steadfast as Keats' eremite, not even stooping from its sphere, it asks a little of us here. It asks of us a certain height. So when at times the mob is swayed to carry praise or blame too far, we may take something like a star to stay our minds on and be stayed. Oh, stormy, stormy world, the days you were not swirled around with mist and cloud or wrapped as in a shroud, and the sun's brilliant ball was not in part or all obscured from mortal view, were days so very few, I can but wonder whence I get the lasting sense of so much warmth and light. If my mistrust is right, it may be altogether from one day's perfect weather, when starting clear at dawn, The day swept clearly on to finish clear at eve. I verily believe my fair impression may be all from that one day, no shadow crossed, but ours, as through its blazing flowers we went from house to wood for change of solitude. Out through the fields and the woods and over the walls I have wended. I have climbed the hills of view and looked at the world and descended. I have come by the highway home, and lo, it is ended. The leaves are all dead on the ground, save those that the oak is keeping to ravel them one by one and let them go scraping and creeping out over the crusted snow when others are sleeping. And the dead leaves lie huddled and still, no longer blown hither and thither. The last lone aster is gone. The flowers of the witch hazel wither. The heart is still aching to seek, but the feet question whither. Ah, when to the heart of man was it ever less than a treason to go with the drift of things, to yield with a grace to reason and bow and accept the end of a love or a season?
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.